Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 421, top of the day to you, Henry.
Hi,
Chloe.
Hi.
And Stephanie.
Hello, welcome to Chaos.
So why I'm talking is because welcome to 2026. If you went to school, it might be so exciting next year. You're going to be in year one or year two or year six.
Wow, that sounds really good. But?
Or year five.
Year five. There's so many years. Now, we're not at school yet, right? Still the school holidays.
Yeah.
So we thought maybe what we could do is we could help other kids know about some things to watch over the rest of the school holidays.
Yeah, can I tell you one? But one is called Gardening on ABC Kids. You might be watching. That's very good to watch.
What's it about?
You garden in. Which I think, I know Leah loves gardening
for some reason. You like to garden as well, don't you?
Yeah, that's why we watch it.
So, Henry, with the gardening show, do they teach you different tricks and hints about the best things to do when you garden?
Yeah.
What have you learned?
I have learned 255 things.
Gee, that's so many.
From that one show.
What about you?
What about Stephanie?
155, 100.
Oh, my gosh, it's so many, Henry. That's unbelievable.
What about Stephanie? How much have you learned?
1 billion.
Wow,
and
that's so many.
Quintillions?
Yeah, and quintillions.
Wow.
And we should all love love, so that's the most important.
So are you watching that on ABC, the app?
The app?
Yeah, like iView?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, iView. But you know the RSPCA?
Yeah, that's where Betty and Eddie are from.
I have a phone right now.
Okay. Is your brain?
I mean, I pretend.
Yeah, okay. But what about the RSPCA? What were you going to say about them?
The cats are the most important too, is at the RSPCA because you have to take care and you have to take, like, responsibility.
Yeah.
And when they die, you have to get a little picture, which Lee and me have. That's the most important thing.
It really, really is.
What about Leah?
It's a big jump from gardening.
Cats garden as well, I guess. They like to dig up. Chloe, when cats dig, what are they really doing?
They're doing a pirouette.
Oh, it's very funny. Now, Henry, so during the summer holidays, Henry, you've been watching a little bit of sport. You've been watching some cricket. What countries were playing? Do you remember?
Australia.
And?
England.
England, that's right, Henry.
You know, you can play footy, soccer, cricket, lots of stuff. So you have to calm down.
So, Henry, when you've been watching the cricket, when you watch the cricket, did you like the bowlers or the batters more?
I like both.
What about you, Henry?
I like all the cricket ones.
Yeah, because it's important to, like, take resilience to yourself, everyone in the world. Yeah. That's love. Yeah. So you have to take love. That's why.
How old you are, Chloe?
I'm 6, Henry's 4.
Hi. Oh, Henry's walked away, but he might come back when I ask him some very important questions about some games that you might want to play. But we'll do that a little bit later. So, Chloe, you were talking about a movie that you've watched recently.
Golden.
What's Golden about?
I don't really like Golden.
Okay, but can you just tell me about it? Because I don't even know what it's about.
Sure. There's like demons. Mm-hmm. There's three demons. One is called Rumi, Mira, and I forgot the other one.
That's okay.
Are they bad guys because they're demons?
good guys.
Good guys.
They sing.
They
like,
have to. They have to hunt the demons, don't they?
Oh, they're like demon hunters.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking. Demon hunters.
Oh, sounds exciting.
Sure.
Do they go on adventures?
Not really. Just recently, they sing 155 songs.
Wait, whoa. So Golden is about demon hunters, but it's also musical.
Not very musical.
It's the main song from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, right.
That
okay.
just won a Golden Globe.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's 2026 for them.
Mm. Yeah, true.
That's a good point. So when you've been watching that, do you, because you said you don't really like it, have you watched it a few times or just once?
Just a few.
But Chloe's been watching something a lot lately.
Oh, what have you been watching?
Which is not a new show, but I bet there's a billion kids out there and probably adults who really enjoyed it. Mr.
Maker.
Where do you watch that?
So it's on Netflix.
Right.
You learn about making stuff, and it's so good. You remember it in your brain, and there's a minute make time in there, and they make stuff with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Minute make time is just a time for a minute and make something.
It's like he makes art and craft. You would know Art Attack.
Yeah,
very similar to Art Attack.
So in a bit they have kids and they make stuff. And can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you love, you're allowed to watch it anytime. If you want to, doesn't matter. But if you want to do stuff and you're a bit sad, maybe just watch that or whatever. Just put that on your TV, whatever. You're fine.
Oh,
you love it.
Do you reckon it makes you feel happy and cozy?
Everything.
Does it make you want to go and do some art and craft?
Yeah, sometimes. But you can't make it in time because Mr. Maker already got to the stuff.
He's pretty fast.
So you can't get it in minute make time because he already got it.
Mm-mm.
So if you want to make anything, just do that. If you want to do anything, do anything, do anything. You choose. Your grandmas might let you watch it or your mom or dad.
Yeah.
But if you're not allowed to touch the TV.
Right.
You're not. Yeah, because one time I broke the TV.
You broke it? I don't think you did. Yeah, I think it was Henry
broke it. You know, the 4-year-old, he just 4 and a half.
Henry had to go because he had to go to the toilet, but he's coming back now. And I'm going to ask him some questions about what was the show called again?
Mr. Maker.
Oh, yeah. So, Henry, Mr. Maker, can I ask a question about him?
Yes.
What kind of things does he teach you?
He teaches us a bat.
A bat? He made a bat?
What kind of bat? Like a black bat that lives in a cave.
And
yeah, and I don't know what the purple things are.
I wonder what they could be. Could they be grapes?
Did he make a peacock, Henry?
Yeah.
What did he use to make the peacock?
I remember he did.
Yeah. What did he have on his hands and then he touched his face? What did he have on his hands?
Paint.
And then he put his hands on his face.
What colour?
Blue and green.
Oh, they're my favourite colours.
Like those.
Yeah, like Adobe Audition. That's right. Exactly. And are there lots of episodes of Mr. Maker?
And sometimes Mr. Maker does sometimes Mr. Maker gets a statue and it falls in the sky and it was broken.
Oh, my gosh.
No. What did he make his lounge out of, Henry?
What
did Mr. Maker make his lounge out of? Do you remember?
Cockatoo?
No. It was Play-Doh, wasn't it?
And can I tell you one thing?
Yeah.
So a cloud bumps his head and it's like, ah, what in the world is this done?
Can I have my mouse?
Chloe, tell everybody about the idea for craft that you got that you want to make at home, something with a stocking. Can you explain to everybody what
like
that was?
Like a Christmas stocking?
No, like a lady's pantyhose stocking. Do you remember? And you have to cut the stocking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
You have to cut the stocking like a ballet stocking.
Yeah.
And then you have to put like grass seeds, which I love and I might do it today mm-hmm. or maybe. And then you put like a big, big cotton bug in, cotton bug in there. And then you put it, and then you tie a knot at the top, which I don't might help. And then you need a cup, and then done. So you just stick
and
it
And what
on.
Happens to it?
If you put water on the top, it grows hair.
You make like a little grass
so
head,
funny.
Don't you?
Like
yeah,
Mr.
but
Wilson
I won't, I won't. I will just do squishy so it's mm-hmm. squishy. I will put the cup, but maybe okay. I might do the hair.
Okay.
I'm not
so
sure.
So Mr.
Yet.
Maker's giving us lots of ideas for holiday craft.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing today.
Henry, what's your favorite TV show to watch? It's got lots of dogs in it.
Paw Patrol.
Oh my gosh. And who are the characters in Paw Patrol?
Marshall.
Yeah, who else?
Rox?
Rocky?
Yeah, Rox.
Is Rex one of them? Is
yeah.
he? Oh. Who's your favourite, Chloe?
What?
Who's your favourite in Paw Patrol?
Oh, my favourite is Sky. So there's Sky,
yep.
Marshall, Rubble, Chase and Rocky and Ryder.
And Rex.
And someone else, which I don't know that name.
Everest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good memory.
Yeah, but there's
the
one.
Mayor. The mayor? Who's the mayor, Henry?
Mr.
No.
Mayor.
Humdinger.
Is that the good mayor?
No.
No, bad mayor.
Oh, my gosh. And who's the good one?
There's not a good one.
Oh. Yeah, there is.
The lady.
Was the chicken letter, Henry.
Oh, chicken letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favourite part of Paw Patrol, Henry?
Rex got something and it got a car and there's a blue thing and makes it spin around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And isn't there also a Paw Patrol game? What do you do in that game?
We have the race.
Is it a bit like Mario Kart?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Is it a racing game?
Yeah.
What do you say to me because something or other?
Mario Kart.
What's a Mario Kart?
Oh, yeah, we only have a PlayStation, don't we? We don't have a Switch. We don't have Nintendo.
We don't have a Taylor.
We don't have a Taylor console.
A Taylor game, you mean?
No, we don't have a Taylor
Leah,
game.
I wish
what
we had it, but
things?
I'm obsessed.
What those things are?
And so, Henry,
yeah?
What number do you have to get to be number one in the Paw Patrol game?
Mom. If you go faster than... the racks, some people, them go faster than some things.
Yeah.
What are those?
They're the levels of the audio that we're recording. That's your voice.
Excuse me. What I want to say is, And so if you want to watch Mr. Maker when you're bored, you're allowed to watch anything of it. And Leah, I want you to present to ask me questions and Stephanie can ask me questions.
Sure.
So we access everything.
Okay. Well, the question that I have right now is, let's say you don't feel like playing a game and you don't feel like watching television, but you want to have a dance. What are some of the great songs to dance to?
Paw Patrol.
Oh, the song.
And
the Grinch.
And
remember the Grinch takes the Christmas lights off. Mm-hmm.
He takes every part of Christmas.
And can I tell you?
Yeah.
You're allowed to do Taylor or something. Or
what's Taylor. Your favourite Taylor Swift song?
Leo Waterman.
Yeah, we like What a Man, What a Man.
Yeah.
We like What a Man.
Yeah, and, but Taylor?
I like, she sings a Christmas song. So I like her new album. Mm-hmm. But when I was not alive. When I was not alive, I wonder what Taylor's concert was. Can you tell me? Maybe you know and you've been born before me.
Henry, you also like the song that goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, get your booty on the floor. No. Gonna get up to get down. Gonna get up to get down.
What is that called?
I don't know. I can't remember what it's called, but it's by Coolio.
Is it like Glow?
Yeah, a bit like Glow. He's got little plaits all over his head. It's cool.
Does it like say your booty get up to the ground and up to the ground?
Is that a Chloe original song?
No. Just stop it.
Okay, so. Let's say you don't want to sing any more songs and dance. You've finished watching movies and TV shows. You don't want to play the PlayStation anymore.
Yeah, and you just have a relax.
Mm-hmm.
But and you don't want to have a relax and you're bored. What will you do? I can tell you one thing.
Board games?
No, just one thing. Maybe you could listen to some your favorite song, or maybe have a cuddle with your mama and dada.
Nice.
It's a nice idea. Now, Chloe, I know that you got a board game for Christmas. Santa gave it to you. It's called Chinese Checkers. Is that right?
Yeah, you're allowed to play that. But if you need an adult to help you, doesn't matter. Just if you don't know how to play that and you're adult, both of your adults or your adults should just start doing something. Or they're falling asleep. Just do something else, whatever you want to do.
Could you do a puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah, you could. Just don't do a very, 155. Just
how many?
Do, 10.
You finished one really quickly on your holiday. How many pieces was that? Do you remember?
100.
Whoa, that's huge.
And Henry, didn't you get some jigsaw puzzles for Christmas as well?
No.
Yeah, he did.
For
goodness sake.
I got it, the shark one.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
What else I got in?
They were all animal ones. Quokka?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Quokka?
They had the zoo one.
There was a zoo one, yeah.
What was the other one, Mum?
What
river.
A river.
Or something or other.
Mm.
Audio. And Henry, when you play Chinese checkers, you can choose to be different colours. Can you remember some of the colours?
Yeah, there's
red,
blue, white, green, black.
I think so.
Red.
Yep.
Was there a red one? Yeah, I think there was.
Yellow?
Might have been yellow as well.
Yeah.
And what colour would you pick, Henry?
Chloe, is black, do we win or not?
So any colour. Any colour.
Which Leah, one? That's the black one win.
If you're really good, you can win with the black one.
I'm going to be the black.
Okay.
I would be maybe rainbow, because there's a rainbow one. Chicken, because if you want rainbow, you do one of all colours.
Oh, and then that would be really confusing.
So confusing. Why?
Because if everybody, if I've got yellow and Henry's got black and Leah's got blue and you've got one of all of those colours, how do we remember who's who?
But there would be two of each colour. Okay. If everyone had a rainbow one.
She might just be the universal helper in
Chinese.
That's the audio levels in the recording device.
Now, Leah and mm-hmm. Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie Force, can you pronounce the best show and movie and whatever thing you like and you love watching it. Which what is it?
Okay, my favorite show to watch. Well, I'm just going to have to be real about it. It's Real Housewives.
You can do it on your mom, Netflix or anything.
Chloe, it's on Hey You or Peacock or Foxtel.
Chloe, can you do me after,
and
Mommy?
My favorite movie of all time is The Breakfast Club.
Oh, good choice.
Mom.
Where they're stuck in a library, Chloe.
What?
For the whole day.
Chloe, can I tell you one?
Yeah.
Just wait. I like the one watching... One for Dan, and I love, secondly, on Mummy's phone, one is a library teacher.
Yeah, meet me in the media centre.
Mm, yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And Henry, what's your favourite movie at the moment?
Chloe, you gotta ask me.
I know. What your favourite movie at the moment
has... No, you don't say it.
Okay. Sorry. Chloe, ask him that question.
What is your favorite movie?
What me?
He was waiting to do that.
He's got another one. Henry, your favorite movie is I Like to
Move It.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it called?
What's the name of that movie? He forgets, so he calls it I Like to Move It.
Is it Madagascar?
Yeah. What are the animals in Madagascar?
I love one.
A zebra.
I love what else? One. Because
Chloe, just stop.
Just wait a second.
Okay.
A zebra.
And a lion.
A lion.
A hippo.
Yes, I love the hippo. And someone really tall.
A giraffe.
Yeah, giraffe.
Who is it called? Melvin.
Who is it called?
I like that name.
All right, Chloe, what's your favourite TV show?
My favourite TV show is Mr. Maker.
And what's your favourite movie?
Movie, Taylor Swift and Disney. If you want to watch Disney, there's Taylor Swift. Just go to your mum, who is Stephanie Ann.
Yeah.
Yep. That's great.
You can all have my login and password.
Which is hilarious because it's mine. Anyway, look,
Mom!
Chloe and Henry, can I just say thank you very much for coming on and giving lots of really good recommendations. I'm sure once people listen to it about three or four times, they'll manage to sift through and get the info. So on that note, Henry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chloe. Thanks so much for coming on and giving us your recommendations.
Thank you. But Stephanie and Leah, thank you.
thank you.
And even Henry too.
Thank you.
So we might do another podcast now.
No.
No.
One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.